Hey, can I get another drink down here?
I've been to prison once. I've been married twice. I was once drafted by Lyndon Johnson and had to live in shit-ass Mexico for 2.5 years for no reason. I've had my eye socket punched in, a kidney taken out, and I got a bone chip in my ankle that's never gonna heal. I've seen some pretty shitty situations in my life, but nothing has ever sucked more ass than this. If I'd known I was gonna have to put up with a bunch of screaming brats pissing on my lap for 30 days out of the year, I would have killed myself a long time ago. Come to think of it, I still might. Where I come from, we didn't celebrate Christmas. Not because we were Jewish, but because my dad was a worthless, coward fucking asshole whose idea of a present was a daily punch to the back of the head. He did teach me how to crack a safe, though. My dad never did shit with his life, so he took it out on me. You could say I'm no different, and I'd have to say you were right. But at this point, it's too late to start over. Funny how things work out. It's fucking hilarious.
Wow. Stick your finger in my pussy. Yeah, baby. Now give me two. Stroking like you want this. Give me more and more.
Settle down and marry.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for the offer, Mrs. Kleinman. But right now, G-D's the only one for me.
I can dig it. Hammer, you're the baddest heap this side of Tel Aviv.
Shabbat shalom, mama.
Who's the type that won't cop out when there's a Gentile all about? All right. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech ha'olam. Can you dig it? He's a complicated Jew, but no one understands him but his mother.
Where's that? Where's my yarmulke?
The first mate.
We were gonna give it back. I swear to God.
Take God's name in vain?
No.
I didn't think so.
It's not like that.
What's a lie?
We were just about to
leave.
Yeah, that's right. We were just about to leave. Come on, Teddy.
You're right, Shlomo?
I guess. Sometimes I wonder why I even bother praying to one God.
Hey, you listen to me, all right? You be proud of who you are. You're a bad, bold, big-nosed biblical brother. You feeling me?
Yeah.
All right. Vayner Shalom left him, little brother.
Thanks, Adam.
Oh, and Shlomo. Stay Jewish.
Cody, I want a double entry on my signal.
Holiday that anyone could celebrate before the new year. Since his death, I've prided myself on ensuring that the Christmas season is one of tolerance and understanding between all races and religions. Over the course of my career as Santa Claus, I've made it my mission to ensure that Jews, Christians, and African Americans could all observe their holidays in harmony. It shocked me to discover that my own son, Damien, the heir to the red suit, could be so filled with hate. Damien, when I learned of your ludicrous scheme to wipe out Hanukkah, my first reaction was one of disgust. Now I'm only filled with sadness and disappointment. Disappointed that I failed to teach you the true meaning of Christmas. Damien, what do you have to say for yourself?
Oh, fuck. Ho, ho, ho.
You're burning the bright red wine.
What are you little fucking midgets looking at? I'm Santa now! So get back to work, you little bitches. We have a little something called Hanukkah to destroy. Ah!
I am not gay.
Are you off your fucking meds or something?
You just created a $10 bill.
Let me tell you something, motherfucker. My brother lost his goddamn arm fighting you fuckers in Vietnam. So I want you to look at me. I want you to look at my face one last fucking time. This is the last thing you're ever going to see before I...
Motherfucker!
Well, turn around, elf fucker. Who's the bitch now, Santa Claus? Maggie?
Santa, go home!
Little boy, don't interfere. I'm doing this for all of us.
Leave Santa alone!
Ass clown.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, "We'll see another one." And then he sang a song. The rear old mountain Jew, I turned my face away and dreamed about you. I got a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this is for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true. On my own, I built my dreams around me.
Quite often I get to thinking, how as kids we got by. Like at Christmas time at our house, we couldn't even afford a fire. But we made do with what we had back then when I was young. Dad used to suck a peppermint and we'd all sit around his tongue. We couldn't afford no sparkly tinsel for our Christmas tree, so we'd just wheel old Grandad in and make the old cunt sneeze. Wheel him round the other side, Nana. But things changed pretty bloody quick. I got kids now of me own, and I heard them unwrap their prezzies last night when I got home.
Hey, Santa Claus, you cunt! Where's me fucking bike? I've unwrapped all this other junk and there's nothing that I like. I wrote your fucking letter and I come to see you twice. You want our geriatric farts if I got me fucking bike. If I'd have wanted a pair of bloody thongs, I would have bloody asked. And this cowboy suit and ping pong set you can shove right up your ass. You stuffed me bloody order up, it's enough to make you spew. But it's not just me who's snaky, me sister's dirty too.
Hey, Santa Claus, you cunt. Where's me fucking pram? You promised me you'd send me one and you remember who I am. Cause I'm the little girl what you made sit right on your hand. I'll give you fucking ho, ho, ho. You forgot me fucking pram.
Next time I come to see, I'm gonna punch in the guts. And I'll let your fucking reindeer loose and kick Rudolph in the nuts. You just wait till next year when you get back to that store. And me and me little sister come stomping through the door. And we'll say, yeah, you wait for it. Hey, mums and dads, just smell his breath and check his bloodshot eyes. And don't listen to him, boys and girls, because he tells fucking lies. He's just a piss tank and a pervert and he's not even very bright. Because the old fucking wanker forgot me fucking bike. Hey, Santa Claus, you cunt, where's me fucking bike? I've unwrapped all this other junk and there's nothing that I like. And I wrote your fucking letter and I come to see you twice. You want a geriatric fart, you forgot me fucking bike. Fucking dob you in, you old cunt. Tell me old man on you, you're gonna punch your fucking lights out. I saw mummy sucking Santa Claus.
I am the oldest and if you know hippie. And I want to know,
what's so bad about long-haired people?
Santa Claus wants to know.
If you boys and girls are good now,
what did you think along your hair goes?
Handsome,
yeah,
and big, so
okay.
Should we say he was ahead of his day? You bet your sweet 50 cents.
started just talking, then I required a singing noise. So I decided to nick Al Stewart's voice. I put on a record played by New Order, then sang it like R.L. did in On the Border. And if you sing one note for a very long time, when you come to do a gig you won't have to mime. And then I found another two, and very soon, by alternating, I'd made a tune. We are called the Pet Shop Boys, and we litter our songs with this irritating noise. Shooting our vids in black and white, a pretentious treatment of something trite. Supercilious jokes and verbal switches, like our name, which even had the hamsters in stitches. Because we were never being boring, even if our pets were being bored. If of our meaning you're still not clear, remember what they said about Richard Gere. Of domestic rodents, a major fan, an officer and a gerbil man. We are called the Pet Shop Boys, and we litter our songs with this irritating noise. Picking up books and reading out bits is a very good way of making hits. So why don't we mention Noel if this is a Christmas song? If you think we'd be that corny, I'm afraid you're wrong. How many Santa clauses can you find in "You are always on my mind"? What we do is frankly a scandal, and Jesus's shoe was called a sandal. What we do is frankly a scandal, and Jesus's shoe was called a sandal. What we do.
Okay, and we've got a couple more hangover cures for you if you are still suffering today. Crushed chipboard and lamb's fat, drink that hot. Queequeg's punch, a traditional recipe, comprises a seagull's egg, although if that's not available, you can use a teal's egg or a whole heron. Salt water and a thimble of engine oil. Used to be ship's tar, but obviously that's no longer available. What you do is you shake it into an oven glove, you wear the oven glove for half an hour, and then lick your hand clean. And the final hangover cure for today is simple but effective. Eat a piece of wood.
Chris.
Keep busting.
So let's rave on!
Do I look like a slut? Uh-huh. Shut up.
I parked in a disabled space today and a traffic warden shouted to me, "Oi, what's your disability, mate?" I said, "Tourette's, you cunt, now back off!"
Just right, they squeeze my Gucci really tight. So they're playing a shaky dance, there's a party in my hands.
I like it.
like you can work me the way you say.
It's okay, it's alright, I got something that you gon' like.
Doing music, but truth, are you talking trash? The game MVP like Steve Nash, Nash, Nash.
We're building the rusted wheel at considerable expense.
It is constructed of previously rusted metal. The craftsmen are most ingenious. But of course we must wait for the weeds to grow up around the site before it takes on the proper appearance.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be a handsome ruin.
Where is Elizabeth?
I have passed many pleasant hours here, watching the workmen fit each piece into its precise spot.
Screw it together, do they?
No, bolted actually with long bolts. Fitted tightly.
Yes, long bolts. Fitted tightly.
I've just returned from America, a country of many prominent erections.
It is exciting to see things come together, so long as the quality does not suffer.
Tight-fitting joints. That's the secret.
So rare these days.
Depends on the skill of the worker, of course.
And he must have the proper tools. And he must have the proper tools. And he must have the proper tools. And he must have the proper tools.
Chimney on Christmas Eve.
Father Christmas, gonna get me presents.
Who told you this?
My mummy and my daddy.
Well, I'm afraid your mummy and daddy have told you a wicked lie. Father Christmas does not exist. Do you understand?
No.
He doesn't exist. Right, repeat after me. Mummy and daddy are very bad liars.
Mummy and daddy are very bad liars.
If they ever tell me such rubbish again, I'll report them to the police.
If they do it, we'll report them to the police.
got.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gay year for us, and it's all due to you.
Someone, I give it to someone.
We were going to do a swinging lounge version of Last Christmas by Wham, but that song sucks. Next tune.
And so this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. And I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones. The old and the young. A very Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one. Without any fear. And so this is Christmas. For weak and for strong. For rich and the poor ones. The road is so long. And so Happy Christmas. For black and for white. For the children in Afghanistan and Iraq. Let's stop all the fight. A very Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one. Without any fear. Christmas is a time of joy and peace. At Christmas we give thanks for the gift of the birth of Christ. And Christmas reminds us of our obligation to share these blessings with others. During the holiday season and throughout the year, we think with pride of the men and women of our armed forces who are keeping our nation safe and defending freedom around the world. In Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere, they are protecting our liberty by spreading liberty to others. Christmas reminds us that we can trust in God's promise of peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Peace on earth. Peace on earth.
Peace on earth. Fight the fucking
God! On a night more than 2,000 years ago, an angel of the Lord brought good tidings of great joy. The God of heaven had come to earth, and he would be with us always. Always. And so, this is Christmas. What have we done? Another year over. And a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. And I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones. The old and the young. A very Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one. Without any fear. Everybody. War is over. If you want it. War is over. Now. War is over. If you want it, war is over. Now. Once again, war is over. If you want it, war is over. Now. Merry Christmas.
There now, how did you like that? Well, now I must be off. If I can ever get out of this box. There. My, that was a tight squeeze. Come on now, up, Prancer. Hey! Good night!